Education is a single transcendental act which lifts humanity's eyes above the dirt.
The Breakfast Buffet on 95BFM, brought to you by the Student Radio Network.
Kia ora, Jamie.
Kia ora, Rachel. How you doing?
Good. Hey, how are you? How's...
I am marvellous.
How's Dunedin in level two?
Wootipootie in level two is, it's a strange beast, really. You know, like, there's some freedoms there, but you just don't know where to go and what to do. You know, venues and the like, you know, with that 50 people limit, people are kind of like, well, you know, will I be able to get in? Should I go? Where and what should I do? I think most people are kind of just sticking to being at home. We're still having to mask up and everything, of course, and there's still lines at the supermarket. So, you know, it's not too much of a change, except I can drive wherever I'd like to go.
That is true. You can go to the beach if you feel like it. Have you been doing any of that sort of stuff?
Well, it's Wootipootie at the beginning of spring, so we're just full of storms. you know, we've got a high of 7 today.
Oh, rock and roll. Sounds lush.
Tropical.
And how are things up in Auckland in level 4?
Oh, you know. We're getting on. No, we're good. We are essentially broadcasting from the studio, so we've got a little very, very small work bubble, and we are enjoying very much chatting to the BFM listeners and generally getting an insight into how everybody's getting on out there. But, yeah, I think everyone's ready, you know, to when we can safely move down levels, very much move down levels. We hit the... It would be so not only nice, but honestly life-saving to have takeaways moment this week where none of us could be effed to cook. And it just was really like, I guess we either have to have toast or one of us has to step up. So, yeah, we're ready to be able to get a burger or something, I think, at this point.
What's the first thing you're going to get?
Ooh, what are you going to get, Zoe?
I know exactly what I'm going to get. I'm going to get the Paitan ramen from Zulzul, and then I'm going to have it at home watching TV. I've been thinking about it for like 3 weeks now.
I'm honestly just keen for fish and chips at this point. I just love a greasy fish and chips. That's what I'm feeling. Yeah.
Classic Kiwiana.
Hey, I heard there's some sad news about some venues that are no longer in existence down in Wootipootie. What's happening down there?
Well, it's extremely sad. It's the last of the great student watering holes, really, with which is called Starters Bar now, but formerly known as the Last Mower and also known as the Oriental, but we won't go there. Now, this was run by OUSA, the Otago University Student Association, for the last few years. Who have put a lot of time, resources and effort into making it a great, safe environment for students to go to. Because, you know, if you know anything about Wootipootie and the student culture here, especially since all the pubs have closed down, it's very much a street and house party orientated type of scene. So OUSA wanted to put it in a nice, safe space, which we have done. But in the end, earthquake code compliance and the cost of getting it up to code has killed it off.
Oh, what an absolute bugger.
That's awful.
That's such a shame. I'm sure that will leave a big hole in the scene at the moment.
Well, definitely. It's one of the only venues. It's a medium-sized venue and pretty much the only one we've got here that is running all the time. So it's really going to do damage to our ability to get those bands that can play to 200 to 400 people.
Yeah, yeah. That is really tricky. Hopefully, maybe you'll see some bright spark want to set up a space, but it's really hard to get one of those off the ground. Yeah, those.
Indeed. And what about up there in Auckland? How are things coping with venues and, you know, the student and music communities at the moment at level 4?
Well, it's much like level 4 all the time. I think the anxieties that people have at the moment is exactly what you were mentioning before. What is level 2 going to look like and what's that going to mean? I think across the board we're seeing a lot of people really asking the government to step up and basically bring a bit more targeted support to not just music but performing arts in general. The theatre's been hit really hard as well. Because it's not really something that's feasible at a level where you've got such limited capacity. And, you know, no one as well wants to be putting on shows or gigs or events that are going to be dangerous. So I think there's a lot of stress about what that might look like. So hopefully we'll see some movement from the government on that one. But, yeah, that's, I think, where people are at the moment. Just getting on with it, but also that is the future space that we're looking towards. So it's all a little bit, you know, it's not the most cheerful box of fluffies at the moment, but, you know, we're keeping on keeping on nonetheless.
That's right. Are you doing it for us?
Yeah, we're doing it for the people. We're doing it for people. You know, Tamaki Makaurau, no more Jaffers out there. We're all bloody awesome. Thanks.
Hey, look, you're right. You're right. You know, and that goes into the music, the song you're going to hear today, because it's a student here from Otago, Sam Charlesworth, but originally from Tamaki Makaurau, down here studying, writing and recording in that holy shrine that is the bedroom.
Love it.
Yeah, but his bedroom also happens to be his only room because he resides at a hall of residence.
Oh, true. Okay. Wow, that's really impressive. You've got a lot of constrictions on your space there, so that's awesome. I'm keen to hear that. And who is Girl that's featured on this track? I'm curious. Do you know anything about Girl?
Don't know much about Girl. Girl is just a friend of Sam's who also resides in the college.
Oh, awesome. Cool. Yeah. That is sick.
Yeah. Well, yes, I think Girl is just somebody that came in and sung and hasn't released anything of her own.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Well, it's
yes.
a good way to do it. We've right. also sent you a fantastic Tamaki Makaurau artist that we love here at BFM. He's played our Fancy New Band Showcase, which is an annual big party we have celebrating new music, even sometimes bands that haven't put out any releases, but we've seen gigging around the circuit. His name is Fable, and he's done a whole string of excellent releases over the last wee while. He put out an EP last year, and he's gearing up to a new one. And Let Me In is the name of this new song, and he's called it a space reggae track, which I think is an excellent vibe. And he's also said it's kind of just a straight-up love song, which is a little bit different for him. But if his music is really special. He's really staunch in his politics and in his identity as a Māori musician, and he sings often about his whānau and that being a thread that kind of feeds throughout his music. So I hope you enjoy that track, and also if you haven't listened to his earlier stuff, go back and listen to it. Particular fave of mine is Karakia, which is a big middle finger to racism. So
good.
It's a good one. Yeah,
we all need to have that middle finger raised very high.
Hard out. Hey, Jamie, it's lovely to chat to you. Thanks for sending us Sam Charlesworth, and I hope you enjoy Fable. And hopefully next time we speak, we'll be chilling at a nice low alert level as well.
That's right. That's right. I might be at the beach.
Yeah, nice. Lovely. All right. Ka kite, Jamie. Have a lovely weekend.
Yeah, in the water.
All right, let's have some Sam Charlesworth. This is Look Mum, I'm on TV featuring Girl. Huge mihi to the wonderful Jamie Green down in Otiputi, Dunedin at Radio 1.
TV.
Just give the money to me.
This is Sam Charlesworth with Look Mum, I'm on TV featuring Girl, picked for us by Jamie Green, the breakfast host down in Otiputi, Dunedin, on Radio 1. Big up the Student Radio Network.
Togetherness, you know?
The Breakfast Buffet on 95 BFM, brought to you by the Student Radio Network.